Gentlemen, it's that time once again in the radio program. This is Tommy Mack in Los Angeles and
Bart in Oklahoma.
And today we have an extremely special surprise. It's amazing. It's stupendous. It's outstanding. It's, in fact, something that is unprecedented in all of mankind's history. Here in the Bart Cop Studios West, we have Tally the Weather Vixen.
Oh, my God. A female enters the mix.
And I can assure you that this is one of the situations where radio does not do it justice. She is hot, she's beautiful, and we're glad to have her along to help out Bart and myself through the daily events. So, Bart, what's up?
Well, you mean besides Mrs. Bart's flooded kitchen?
Can you ever get a kitchen that doesn't flood? Is it kind of like Noah's Revenge or something? Did God said you must save two of the animal crackers? I mean, what's going on with your kitchen, Bart?
Well, somehow a hose fell off the washer, or the utility room's right next to the kitchen. So I'm talking to her, and I look over, and I see this wave coming towards me. It looked like the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, my God.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, my God.
Do you realize, by the way, Bart, that there is actually Poseidon Adventure, the musical? Look it up online. I kid you not.
They're also remaking it.
They're remaking Poseidon Adventure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't it called Titanic or something? Damn it. Anyway, go on. So tell me about your kitchen again.
Apparently a hose has come off the washer, and it's right next to the kitchen, and it was doing a load, and it just, I guess the hose fell off, broke, whatever. I'm going to pay someone else to climb back there and figure it out. You know, I got my bad knee, so I'm not going to be climbing.
Well, at least we usually get good comedy for the main page after you have someone come over and bend over and show you his hairy crack.
That is true. When there's difficulty at Bart Cop Manor, there's always comedy to be had.
Yeah, there's nothing more fun than Bart going through some hell. But hey, let me ask you a question about this. I'm looking at a headline here. Pentagon. Ready?
No, I like Pentagon. In fact, from now on, we're calling it the Pentagon.
Pentagon delays U.S. troop trips home.
Nice.
Can you imagine what it's like to be in a war zone? And there's bullets whizzing around, and you got explosions going off, and you've seen your friends die, and you know you're getting ready to ship out and go home and see the wife and the kids and get some air conditioning, some chinaco, some peace and quiet, maybe go a whole day without a bomb going off near you. And so you're looking forward to this for so long. Trust me, they're counting the days. They know in, you know, 24 days and 7 hours and 13 minutes, I'm going to be landing at home. And then they have the sergeant come up at some point and say, never mind. Things aren't going so well over here. You're not going home.
It's criminal is what it is, Bart. It is totally
criminal. Yeah.
Especially in light of the most recent tragedies in Fallujah and, in Fallujah, where not only we lost American civilians, but we lost, I guess, now 20 Marines last night?
Yeah.
Well, we lost another dozen late today. Swear to God.
Yeah. It's insane.
And I'll tell you something. I'm not sure how I'm going to get it on the page, but a fella wrote to me and said, German Yahoo is reporting that 130 soldiers died yesterday or over the weekend. And I'm not going to put that up. You know, it's a little too inflammatory for me to just put up there. So I'm going to put up the possibility that this is... But what I did, I went to this German website, and are you familiar with that Babelfish thing that Alta Vista has?
Yes, it translates websites for you.
Yeah, so I punched in the URL, and it says 130 humans were killed. Now, the translator, it often substitutes a nearly correct word.
Yeah.
And I don't know if when they say 130 humans, I don't know if that meant American soldiers or Iraqis or what, but this guy sent it to me saying, I read German. Yahoo Germany is reporting 130. He called it a bloodbath, which, yeah, 130 dead soldiers. That's not good at all, but we don't know that that's a fact until... Obviously, the American press is not going to report it, and the Pentagon's going to low down anything like that that's going to happen. So,
no.
Back around the turn of the year, whatever, the first of the year, I had an idea to gather up a bunch of chocolate and send it to the burned and maimed soldiers that are at Walter Reed. And for various reasons, that didn't pan out. But one thing I was going to do, I was going to try to organize this, but never mention BartCop.com. Just do it as a behind-the-scenes thing. Maybe make the chocolate people the hero, because I didn't want these guys, say they're missing an eye, missing both legs, whatever. I didn't want them to get a box of chocolate from BartCop.com and then go to that website and see what it was about and read me saying that how all these men have died and are maimed and all that for no damn reason. They, you know, everyone's saying, oh, at least he didn't die in vain. Well, of course he died in vain. They all died in vain. There's no reason in this world to be dying over there. There was never any reason for it. Bush just got a hair up his ass and decided he was going to get even with Daddy and steal some oil, and all these people are dead.
Bush didn't just get a single hair up his ass. He got a whole forest of hair. He got the Yeti up his ass. The Abominable Snowman is up Bush's ass, okay? It's not just a single hair, Bart. But I'll tell you one thing right now. What's really cool is, you know, it's great that the subscribers get to, you know, see a little bit more of your soul, as our president would say. I looked into Bart Cop's eyes and saw his soul. Is that you want to do something good for the soldiers, and you've made it clear on your page that you support the troops, you just do not support the mission. But still, the fact that you would do this and not use it for any type of political gain or even, you know, advertising your site, you're just doing it because you feel it's right. That says volumes about you, Bart.
Yep.
Moving on, what do you think about kind of Sleazy Rice is going to get up there and lie her little butt off Thursday?
The chipmunk?
Have you heard the news? All the networks are going to carry it.
They should make it pay-per-view.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to put a drum beat behind it. It'll be a remix the next day. Kinda Sleazy Rice, the remix.
I'm going to be taping everything, and obviously she knows more about the situation than I do, but I heard Richard Clark. I trust Richard Clark, and so I'll have a little bit to refute. Oh, and wouldn't it be just fun as hell to catch her in the lie?
Oh, you think? I mean, I want her to sit there and say, I had no idea, we had no idea that we're going to fly those planes into buildings, and then have someone else say to her, well, what about the fact that you moved the G8 summit, you know, away from having it on the yacht so that you could have it at the, you know, the Rome airport or whatever Italian airport they actually had it at, specifically because they thought that they were going to fly a plane into it. That was a threat that they all knew about.
Excellent point.
How about Ashcroft stop taking
commercial flights?
Flights right beforehand.
They are criminals is what they are.
Yep.
Of course they are. They're Republicans.
Well, hey, another thing I wanted to touch on. I know we're going to be hopping around a little bit here. I got just a wall full of things here I wanted to mention and going to try to get as much as we can in. The illegal government has tried to take over the internet. I saw just a small one-paragraph thing in the USA Today. Court strikes FCC's broadband stance. What Michael Powell tried to do, he tried to classify the broadband, the delivery of the internet, as a telecommunications device or media, whatever, which would allow a whole lot of government control on it. But some judge slapped that down and said, no, it's an information thing. It's not a telecommunications thing, so why don't you get your hands off the internet. I really like the idea that they failed in their attempt to control the internet. It's another damn business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have only one good thing to say about Michael Powell. At least we know straight up from a younger age he's a sleaze. Unlike his dad, who we all admired at one point, who later turned into an elder sleaze.
A complete whore.
You know, he kind of slipped by me, but last Friday apparently he admitted that his story at the UN was pretty much false.
Faulty intelligence. Oh, yeah. I mean, but for him to say that now when he knew then he was lying his ass off, I'm sorry. I mean,
I want to see him flipping burgers next year.
Well, hey, I want to tell you about a soldier.
Okay.
He's still alive. Don't worry. His name is Sergeant First Class James Williams of the Army's 326th Engineer Battalion. They're trying to court-martial this guy for stealing a Sheik's. Is it Sheik or Sheik? Okay, for stealing a Sheik's truck. He was over there in his Humvee. It broke down. He's in the middle of some kind of Fajula town. And he thought, hey, this sucks. This sucks real bad. So here comes truck comes by. He whips out his gun. He says, dude, I need your truck. I'm sorry. Get the hell out the truck. I'm taking your truck. So he's in a whole lot of trouble. I mean, I say, tell the Sheik I'm sorry. You know, here's your damn truck. It was important, you know, I just wasn't in the mood to die that day, so I hell, how many times have you seen that on TV where a guy, whatever, snatches a purse and a cop grabs some kid's bicycle or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, so I don't understand what they're court-martialing him for.
This guy, he's in all this trouble. Plus, it gets worse. I mean, they're trying to get him for this this truck hijacking, but check it out. It gets worse.
Having fun, Tully? Oh,
yeah.
They're saying that he was not authorized to take this truck because the war was not declared over. I don't know what the difference is there, but who the hell knows in Baghdad right now? I mean, as far as the three of us are concerned, the war's still going on, but Bush was screaming mission accomplished back in May, so who knows? But this guy is so guilty. Check out how guilty he is. He's accused of carjacking. He's accused of dereliction of duty by saving his own damn life. He's accused of letting his troops drink alcohol. Now, pretty obviously, this is off duty. I mean, I don't think they're carrying flasks of whiskey with them in the battle.
Perhaps they should.
And worst of all, he allowed his platoon leader to carry a personal firearm. Can you believe that? They allowed a troop leader, a platoon leader to carry a gun. Are you kidding me? In Iraq? Are you kidding?
That's insane. That they're insane. What's interesting is that I was just reading that Colin Powell took Edward Kennedy to task for saying that Iraq is turning into Bush's Vietnam. And he said he really should watch what he says because, quote, we are at war, unquote. So how can they say that fighting's been declared over when everybody here is saying we're still at war? I don't get it. I mean, besides, none of those charges, it's just ridiculous.
Do you remember a couple of times we talked about that crazy guy in Ohio that was shooting cars? Remember they caught him in Vegas?
Yeah.
Did you know, this one of those facts that kind of went past me and then it came back again, and I thought, hey, they said that his whole family, the whole community, everyone knew this guy was off his cracker. You know what I mean? But they also said he just bought a gun. He bought a gun to take with him to Vegas. He went and bought him he took $700 out of his bank account, his mom said, and went and bought a gun. This crazy man was allowed to buy a gun.
Oh my God.
And the reason he was is because these sons of bitches at the NRA, they're fighting so hard for crazy people, drunks, felons, children. You know, the NRA president bought his 4-month-old grandson a gun, or maybe his granddaughter. Yeah, he bought a 4-month-old a gun so he could grow up with guns. I mean,
what?
This is one of those few times where I hope there is a home statistic. Sorry, but that would be ironic.
I mean, as you know, I'm a gun owner, and I think guns can be handled responsibly, but why are you selling this mentally deficient man a gun? They ought not to do that. I, for one, am against the insane having guns.
Here's a real quick blurb I always use with gun nuts. I say, guns killed so many people. And they go, well, cars kill people. Are you going to outlaw cars? And I go, no, but you have to register it and you have to take a test. And they just shut up. It's like, I go, yeah, that's right. Because if you kill someone with your car, we're going to trace it back to you.
Yep.
And they just look at me like, socialist, liberal, bastard. And I'm going, can I just have my fries, dude? I'm just here at the McDonald's, okay? Jesus.
You probably haven't seen The Sopranos this year, have you?
No, because
Tommy wouldn't let me watch it because he hasn't seen season, whatever last
four.
Season was, four.
This year on The Sopranos, when you go to the, I guess it's the Bada Bang, you know, they have the back room?
Yeah.
There's a picture of Frank Sinatra's mugshot on the wall.
Oh.
The producer just added that kind of as a kick because, you know,
awesome.
Being mobsters, they would like Sinatra. And I read the backstory on the Sinatra filter. You want to hear this? This is going to slay you. I don't know what city he was in. It was America. But he was arrested for bedding a woman. Oh, it had an official title, but basically he had sex with a woman under the pretense that he might someday marry her. And they arrested him for doing that.
What?
For telling some woman. Yeah, swear to God.
Oh my God.
He had sex with a woman. And he said, maybe we could get married sometime. And then she went and told the police. Police went and arrested Frank Sinatra.
On what grounds?
For obtaining sex under the pretense of marriage something.
That is can't be on the books anywhere.
Well, you know what? It might be. It's called the Pretense of Marriage Act.
Oh, that is the most ridiculous.
I'm just saddened that no one got my defense of marriage pun there.
I laughed at that.
Oh, that was good.
You're welcome.
Did you hear the Buffalo spammer has been found guilty on 14 counts? He might get between 3 and 7 years, and he's been fined. Well, he lost a $16 million civil suit.
There is a God. Maybe I'm not an atheist.
The Buffalo spammer.
Well, you know, I think he owes us money just because he's got that name. If I have to wake up every day knowing that somewhere out there is some guy called the Buffalo spammer, that just ruins my day. So, yeah, he owes society $16 million, okay?
Let me ask you this. Do either of you remember, I don't know if they're still around or not, but Beneficial Finance?
I remember. I'm that old.
Are they still around?
You be quiet, dear.
Land of the Lost.
I remember, Bart.
Back in 1982, I was working for a company called Capital Financial Services. This is where I got my my first legal training, my first go to court, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, somehow I became the whiz kid at this Capital Financial Services. It was a smaller company, and swear, when I took the test to see if I was smart enough, I scored real high. They called me the genius, and I thought, oh, what kind of company have I landed in where I'm the genius? But anyway,
waste management.
with my skillful debating skills, that came out wrong. But
you master debater, we know.
With my debating skills, I was good at collecting, and I was also good at convincing people. Oh, I'm a bad man. But you know how you owe $8,000 on the car
that they should have sex with you if you marry them later.
Oh, that's awful. but I was very good at convincing people that if you would just let us pay off all your debts, all you have to give us back is a second mortgage on your house. And I was real good at that. So I became the star, and I zoomed right into management, you know, and I have my own shop, my own store, my own office.
Before you realized people were losing their houses because of
you? Well, yeah, that was... We tried not to foreclose, but, yeah. But one day... we always hated Beneficial. I think they were the biggest, and we were a small, you know, well-run personal company where everyone's king, you know, kind of that hand job. What's that at Walmart? You're an associate. You're not a peon employee. You're an associate. Like, oh. But anyway, we hated them, and one day they bought us. And so we all were getting ready to quit, and they said, no, don't quit. At Beneficial, as soon as they take over, you're all going to get cars. You're going to get big raises. They have a contest every month. The winner goes to Hawaii, you know, yada, yada, this and that. And so we reluctantly, all right, okay, let's give them a shot, see what happens. They said, well, the bad news is during the transition, you're going to have to work every night till about 10 o'clock. So you're talking 14-hour days, which, you know, I know worse has happened, but in the finance business, you don't want to be there at 10 o'clock at night. So we work about 2 weeks. Remember, this is salary, no overtime, no nothing. And the sumbitch, what they had to do is take all our accounts and put them into their computer, and they needed us to explain each account, you know, who was behind, what the problem was, who's in the hospital, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, as you can probably guess where I'm going, I had a story on today's page, today being Tuesday, about how awful it is to train your own replacement. That's what they're doing now.
Oh,
they're making people train. They fly these people from India to New York, and you train the guy how to do your job so they can fire you and send him home. But that's what they did to us. The replacements weren't foreigners, but after making us work 2 weeks till 10 o'clock every night, they said, you're fired. It's like, you sons of bitches. You made me work. You dangle all this with the cars and the Hawaii and all that and big salary in front of me, and you were going to fire me all the time, you sons of bitches.
You know, I'm part of the Bush economic miracle. I'm still unemployed, and
hope you don't have to resort to street walking.
Nobody walks in L.A. Okay, well, that's a very sad story, Bart, because you know what? I did the same thing recently. In fact, one of the reasons why I'm not, you know, doing remixes for Snoop Dogg like I did for the first 2 years of my life here in Los Angeles is because there's always some white kid wanting to do what I do for less money. Wait, that doesn't sound right, does it?
Tommy, do you know who Jen Sincox is? Jennifer Sincox.
Jennifer Sincox. No, but I feel like I want to know her already.
Trust me, you do. Two things. One is you can never forget a name, Sincox. I mean, that's just tailor-made.
That's tailor-made for porno.
Anyway, this girl, she's 19 or 20. They interviewed her in USA Today. I put a thing about it on the page. It's been a week or so. But they asked her why she was in Cancun. They gave this girl's name, her age. They said she went to some little bitty college I never heard of in New Jersey. So with a name like Sincox and a small college, she's going to be pretty easy to track down. Anyway, they asked her what she was doing in Cancun, and she said, I'm here to get drunk and get naked. And I'm just thinking, that's slightly irresponsible to put this girl's name, age, and location on the front page of the USA Today stating that she's here to get drunk and naked.
Hey, Tally.
Yes, dear.
You want to go to Cancun?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So what are you saying, Bart?
Oh, I'm not leaving the country. You know, I've been in the Mexican jail. I'm a little shy about going south.
Yeah, but you haven't. When's the last time you were in Mexico?
1974.
See, everything changed in 1975, trust me.
Yeah. All the corruption disappeared.
Is that the end of that story, Bart?
Well, yeah, the whole deal. Well, the reason I bring it up is now it's a week later and all the snail mail is now hitting USA Today saying, how in the world did you think you should identify this woman and give her age and her location and say she's out to get drunk and naked? I mean, this lady's kind of gotten, you know, she's not quite Monica famous, but, you know, with a name you can never forget, Sincox.
So ironic.
It just seemed a little unusual for them to be. I mean, if her name was, you know, Mary Smith.
You know what? I'm fixated on the name now because you made me that way. You're just as bad as Newsweek magazine. In fact, right now, I'm just thinking, coming up, gentlemen, on the center stage, leaving right now is Ferrari, but hey, we got a special girl coming up. Yes, let's put your hands together for the incredibly fine dancing of Jennifer Sincox.
Moving on to some entertainment news.
Yes, please.
Wait, that was entertainment.
To some.
The Pixies. Are you familiar with the Pixies?
Love the Pixies.
They have decided to, well, they've rebanded. What's that word? They've gotten back together.
Reunited.
Yeah.
And it feels so good.
And they're doing concerts now. And as you leave the concert, you can buy a CD of the concert you just witnessed. Now, if you check the back pages of Bart Cop, you'll see that's my idea. Hello. I think these people owe me money. Everybody's whining. All this time we've been whining about the RIAA and, you know, the bootleggers and all this and that. And I said, hey, if you guys would offer it yourself, there'd be no reason for some punk kid and his bootleg copy with a bunch of, you know, crap, and he dropped the microphone and stuff.
And his bad tape deck.
Yeah. If you would deliver the goods yourself, even Metallica now. Have you heard our good friend Lars has decided, oh, well, maybe I overreacted. Maybe it's not, since I have $100 million in the bank, maybe I don't need another million. So even Metallica is doing that same thing now. And they've eased off the desire to put their fans in prison under the RICO statute.
You know what's really weird is that I know file sharing has taken over a lot of business from the industry, but you know what? It still sounds bad. But I'm glad that artists are figuring out that you can't fight the moving train here. You got to work with it. And I agree with you, Bart.
I'm so old. I remember in 1980 when the first Betamax VCRs came
Betamax
out.
Betamax from Sony.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, it's going to destroy the movie industry. Oh, the dagger in the heart. There's no more films from Hollywood now. It's all over. And just last weekend, five films made over $10 million. Six, actually, because Passion of the Christ wasn't listed in the story I quoted. But when the final figures came in, Passion of the Christ had $10.4 million or something. So six films did $10 million in one weekend. And this is 24 years after they bemoaned the death of Hollywood.
Exactly.
What's interesting is that films these days can make more money post-theatrical release. They'll make more money by VHS and DVD sales.
Well, and a lot of, and because of video, you know, DVD and video sales, there's a lot of films that make money as opposed to just losing money and never get released because they're released straight to video.
I think those of us in the business call that the back end.
Well, I never use that term. Thank you.
I thought your point about the moving train was very good. That was very apt because you can't stop it. I mean, hell, it's even better because a moving train at some point stops, but you never, this file sharing, the horse is gone from the barn. You can close that door as tight as you want, but the
genie's out of the bottle.
You betcha. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
You remember that co-ed that was missing for a few days in Wisconsin last week?
You mean the one that faked her own kidnapping?
Yeah, it turns out she faked it.
Isn't that cool?
You know, I've heard of getting attention from your peers, but
boy, that's
a new level. I've got to give her some props for that.
I kicked myself because I didn't mention it sooner, but I knew something was up. Did you know that she was waylaid in February? The same girl. Now here, she was abducted in March, and 30 days previous, she was abducted. And I knew something.
Wait, is that chick from the show 24 that gets abducted every 3 days?
But no, which is
eaten by pumas.
The same girl, what she did in February, she called police and said, I've just been kidnapped, but they didn't do anything. And they said, what are you talking about? She said, well, It was after midnight, and I couldn't sleep, so I went for a walk.
Like you do.
And while I was out walking after midnight, what is she, Patsy Cline? She's out walking on the streets, and she said a man grabbed her from behind and whatever, knocked her out, put her, you know, whatever the thing is over your nose that knocks you out.
Chloroform. Don't ask me how I know.
She woke up a couple of blocks away, but she's certain she was not sexually assaulted. I mean, why bother to kidnap a woman if you're not going to sexually assault her? I'm speaking from the criminal's point of view, but if you're going to kidnap a woman and not do anything to her, wouldn't it be easier to stay home and watch Letterman? But so the police, I assume, were suspicious right up front. But it turns out now the idiot, they found out where she went to some hardware store and bought duct tape and a knife and something else. And she told the police, oh, here's the duct tape and the knife. And to make matters worse, she told the cops she was abducted at knife point when me and you have all seen, all of America has seen, the video of her walking out of her apartment under her own power by herself. Yeah. They got a security camera on her front door. And she's trying to tell police she was kidnapped at knife point. Well, hey, honey, we got a picture of you walking out under your own power. What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
So what else is up, Bart?
I would like to say one other thing. Donald Trump and his little apprentice show, I saw half of it one time. I think Donald Trump is a loser. He's $2 billion in debt. I don't see why he's Mr. Show Business or Mr. Boardroom or Mr. Whatever. But
well, he obviously doesn't have enough money to get a haircut.
Bingo. But he was on Saturday Night Live last weekend, and I thought the show as a whole was terrible. And I just wonder, did they invite him or did NBC call Lorne Michaels and say, we need to make some money. We want you to put this monkey on your show and make him a big star. They did two or three apprentice skits. They just ran it down our throats. Apprentice, apprentice, apprentice. And I don't care. There's only one or two good reality shows. And that's obviously subjective. But
not one of them.
And another possible sidebar, USA Today, for some reason they're in bed with American Idol and this bachelor and bachelor girl kind of stuff. American Idol especially, they give... In today's page, Tuesday, they give, you know, about a half a page to discussing, gee, which American Idol will break out tonight? It's like, well, Christ, that amount of space probably cost, I'll guess, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to buy almost a half a page USA Today. It might cost $100,000, I don't know. But why are they giving $100,000 to Fox? It just seems a little incestuous for USA Today to be fawning over everything that Fox does. Seems to me Fox is a big enough network they can do their own advertising and they don't need USA Today.
Well, I bet if you look deeper into that, you're going to find a parent company or two.
Actually, I think I do know why. Because even though Fox News Channel is evil incarnate, has anyone else out there in Bart Cop Radio Land turned it on and been utterly mesmerized? I mean, to the point where you're just sitting there on the sofa staring, slack-jawed, looking at how slow that Fox News Cube graphic on the lower left hand turns. It's like you go, is it coming my way? Is it really turning the corner here? Is it really turning the corner? Yes! And then your jaw opens, and then you realize it's going away. The cube is slowly going away. And so I sit there and watch that cube, that goddamn cube, because that's the most fascinating thing on Fox News.
It's slower than George Bush had a geography bee. Well, Tommy.
Yeah.
Do you think we can fit any more news in this segment?
You know, I don't think we can fit one more story. I think this is the honking water balloon about to burst.
It's funny how you say that. I like it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm originally from Texas, which just shows that culturally, I'm pretty messed up. So anyway, hey, Bart, that's doing it for right now. So on behalf of Tommy Mack in Los Angeles and...
And Bart with a black Russian in Oklahoma.
And Hallie the weather vixen also in Los Angeles.
A black Russian, Bart?
Yeah, I ran out of whiskey.
And where's the tequila?
Oh, yeah, well, we always have the tequila, but you can't drink the tequila for effect. You can only drink it in ceremonial... And taste-worthy sips.
I always thought Black Russian would be Leroy Khrushchev.
Are you going to watch the horrendous Shield, the Shield tonight?
It is not horrendous, and no, we're not going to watch it because we're waiting until we see season 2, and then we're going to buy the DVD season 3 so we can just watch it all at one time.
I see.
Once again, we thank all the subscribers, and we'll see you next week. Good night.